On tenor sax, opening up this particular tune called Soul Station. Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Blakey on drums. This is from Mobley's 1999 album of the same name. This is Lead Stories. I'm Lucrece Lead, and I think they're still counting the silverware. Counting the silverware in Washington, D.C. as the stable genius and his wife take off without even observing proper protocol to at least welcome the new inhabitants of the White House. But, you know, what are you going to do? People have the manners of blue-nosed mules. That's what we got. So that's what's happening in Washington today. The Trumps have taken off, or will soon be taking off, and the Bidens are to be coming in to occupy their new digs. So it's a very strange thing that people don't pay attention to these things, or they don't seem to matter much. The attitude is we can do whatever we want, so go ahead. And so they have done whatever they want. Trump and wife Melania going to be going to Florida next. That's at least the report that they intend to go to their wonderful estate in Mar-a-Lago, except it's not really going to be a nice reception. They don't want them there. The folks at Mar-a-Lago are very wealthy people, and they happen to not like the Trumps. They don't want them there at all. Now, you may say, well, Trump owns it, doesn't he? The answer is no. He doesn't own it anymore. Mar-a-Lago was a very esteemed property in its day, from well-heeled people, the people who gave us Post cereal, owned the property, and then it fell into disrepair. They abandoned it. It looked like hell. And then Trump decided, hey, I could revive it. I mean, it has so much going for it. It's got an extraordinary location. It's on the water. It's right nestled into a beautiful area. But here's what happened. He decided he could make some money with Mar-a-Lago and changed its designation from being a residence to being a private club. See, there's always a backstory. So rather than, clearly he didn't want to afford to take on the burden of the total expense of Mar-a-Lago. So he came up with he's a stable genius after all. So he came up with this genius idea. I'll make it into a club. This way I can charge the people around here some hefty membership fees to join the club, and they can have access to the things, the wonderful amenities that we have here. You play tennis, you can go swimming, you can, in fact, come up to Mar-a-Lago in your yacht, your yacht, and you can, you can flaunt your wealth, among others. So he thought it would be a great idea. Plus, with a private club, the people would then move into a whole new bracket of luxury. They have a private club. Not everybody could belong to it. Their requirements, the number one requirement being money. And, you can use the club if you're a member. You could invite somebody to lunch, or you could hold a reception there, a party there. And you're living the good life. All right. It costs, but you'll be living the good life. So anyway, many people thought it was a great idea to transform Mar-a-Lago into this entity, a self-contained luxury spot. Except Trump wants to live there. And that's where the trouble began. They said, oh, no. This is not a residence anymore. This is a club. And we won't have anybody living there because it would be a residence. We now are the stewards of this new entity, this new property. We are members, and we had agreed to your request to change it into a club, a private club. Okay, so that's what it is. Well, you can't be living in our private club. And that's where the fight started. So we will hear about continuing legal action over this question. The people who basically are in charge of the club now, they have said, look, we don't want to be mean to you. We know how much this property means to you. We know how much you love it and so forth. So while we're saying you can't live here, we will give you permission to stay, from time to time at the property. No more than 15 days, total days, no more than 15 days per year. Imagine that. So they told Trump, you could still come and enjoy yourself and enjoy the what is now the club, but you can enjoy Mar-a-Lago. But to the tune of 15 days, that's the limit. We'll allow you to come and You can enjoy it for 15 days a year. Uh-oh, big fight. And it's in court right now. Trump insists that he has a right to maintain a residence at the club. And, of course, he's wrong. He gave that right up when he handed over the property to be a club, a private club. So those folks are exercising their prerogatives as people who are in charge of a private club. They do not want the president living there or any members of his family. So it's going to be fun to see how this works out. Now, you think you have trouble? Check this out. Here's a president. He is president of the United States. And he bought this property initially as an investment. It's got great provenance, as they say, in the real estate business. It's got a lot of history to it and whatnot. And just the same, he sees an opportunity to make money. So he made it into a private club. And the people were with it. They said, okay, that's great. That adds more cachet to our community. We, the wealthy ones. And they like the idea of a private club where they can go and play tennis and then have a couple of drinks. And, you know, they can hold their children's bar mitzvahs there. And Christmas, you can have your Christmas party there and whatnot. It's a great idea, but don't think of living here. We don't want you living here. I mean, really, when you think about it, if you were president and you have people telling you, okay, we'll let you have 15 days for any year that you pick. You can be here for 15 days, but you've got to go. You can't stay here. So that's going to be the big fight. But in the meantime, Trump has left the building in Washington, D.C. He and his wonderful wife, who feigned a kind of diplomatic statement. Somebody wrote it and she read it. And that sufficed as her farewell speech. We didn't care. We didn't want to. We didn't expect her to make a speech. But anyway, she's on record as having made a speech upon her departure. So they're gone. And then the Bidens come in and a whole new set of craziness occurs. So what we're going to talk about today is, will Trump's bad attitude hound Biden's term in office? Is this what he's planning? That I may be gone, but I sure won't be forgotten. You will remember me every day of your new term. You will remember Donald Trump was the president before you. I still have a lot of unfinished business, which includes attacking you and trying to bring down your regime, and that's what he's devoted to doing. Do you think that, you know, an incoming president should have to put up with this kind of nonsense? Trump could say, it's a free country. I could do whatever I want. And I choose to remind my base, because he's still leaving it open, the possibility that he could be running again in 2024. But until then, he intends clearly to make Biden's life a living hell. He's going to be the itch that must be scratched every day. He's going to remind Biden in one way or the other, and the people of the United States, that, yes, no matter what you think, I still insist that the election was stolen from me, and I deserve to have some kind of justice. And justice will come in the form of being an irritant, doing everything I can to bring this administration down, to destroy it, to create havoc, as I usually did when I was in office. What do you think about this? Is this what this country should be about? Is this something that should be tolerated? Is this not a kind of a menace that he's posing as a former president? You would expect him to behave differently, but as Trump is concerned, he's just, you cannot count on civil conduct and behavior. He doesn't know what that is. But what he does know is that whatever he says he deserves and wants, like a petulant child, he must get. And he must be forgiven, even as he creates havoc in the course of getting what he says he deserves. So why don't we try that and find out from you what you're thinking as this transition occurs, this handover period, which is always so delicate. One president is going out, another is coming in. We have not seen, up until now, such rancor, not on part of both, but on one president, one person causing a lot of trouble and delights in it, and in so doing creates incredible unease all across the nation and keeps the people separated from each other, not getting together, and literally openly planning to destabilize a government. Should that be permitted? 888-874-4888. Let's hear what you're thinking about it. 888-874-4888. Is this something we should tolerate as the citizenry? Is this something that we should accept in the name of, well, the president, the former president, Trump, is just expressing his view. He's entitled to express his point of view, et cetera, et cetera. They have made all kinds of ridiculous arguments. But in the end, it could be said that Trump's actions, which he has taken already, and his actions which he contemplates taking, will be to the detriment of the country. And there ought to be some proscription against it. He should not be permitted under the guise that it's a free country and he's expressing free speech. It should not be permitted that a president, the former president, can undertake this kind of a clear intention to disrupt. 888-874-4888. Gwen, you start us off today. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay, Yatrice. Doing okay.
Good.
Sorry I haven't been around lately, but I've been taking care of mom and dad, and that cuts into my radio time sometimes. But I've also been listening to a lot of TV about Trump, and I want to say this, that I am bitterly disappointed that Trump's actions have had no reactions or consequences. And I believe that when you allow people to do what he did and there's no consequences for your behavior, then the condition will continue to persist. So now Trump knows that it was okay for him to create an insurrection in the United States, and there are no consequences to pay. The Congress, particularly the spineless Republicans, refused to 25 him out, because which was the fastest way and the best way to get rid of him, because of their own personal safety precautions. They won't impeach him either. They won't impeach him with any kind of, you know, teeth anyway. They still continue to they continue to support him tacitly because they're afraid of the repercussions. In the meantime, though, those very same people are have themselves protected to the teeth on my tax dollars and your tax dollars with the National Guard. So basically what happened here is bad behavior it comes out the winner, and you get to, for your bad behavior, we will make sure we protect you for the rest of your life with our very expensive National Guard and Army. So to me, yes, you're going to see Trump come back, because Trump did not get punished for anything he did, and he's not going to get punished. And I can't understand why people in the United States have this thought process that they think that, you know, you can just ignore a problem away, and that, you know, if you just don't punish this guy, then everything else will be forgiven. I mean, that's just not what's going to happen. The way a lot of people see this is, round one was a wonderful victory for them. The people that rose up that day see this as a victory because there are no consequences. Trump did not get reprimanded or arrested or removed from his office. As far as I understand, tomorrow when he leaves, he's going to keep all of the perks of being an ex-president. Nothing has been taken away from him. The only thing I can hope is that if he steps foot inside of New York, that Tish James is waiting there with a subpoena and ready to go. But I think that it's a terrible trend to start here, and that you're not out of the woods, because consequences without reaction, without any kind of, things that don't have consequences behind them continue. I think the way people see this now is kind of like sharks. There's blood in the water, and they're going to keep going. They're not going to have an uprising this week because there's, you know, a million soldiers and all kinds of dutiful people watching. But, you know, we have a really deep problem, and I don't really understand why people think like this. It's like, it's sort of, to me, and it goes into our social patterns too, where, you know, there's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like there's any kind of consequences to things anymore. And so these things just keep going on and on. So I know we're going to see lots of Donald Trump in the future. I just want to, you know, reference this back to the 1950s and 60s, where, you know, it was never even proven that Ethel Rosenberg knew anything about any kind of American secrets that were supposed to be divulged over to Russia. But whatever they were, whatever they did, was never, ever, ever as serious as what Trump did. And, you know, we fried them in the electric chair, both of them. No questions asked. They were going in. That was the end of the story. We told people, you want to mess with the government like this? Well, this is what happens. Well, you know, I always understood that if you wanted to do what Trump did, to me, in my personal point of view, he stepped right on the line of treason. I want to know why Mr. Trump, with his brand new death penalty, they haven't used it in 30 years, the federal death penalty, why shouldn't he be the first one in line? He tried to turn over the whole United States. Why isn't he being punished? Why is it okay? And why do people on the left and right keep pretending that what he did was okay. I don't care if you're not happy with the system. That's just not how it happens. I mean, I've been in a million protests in my life, and I never went into the Capitol, smashed all the doors, killed people, and basically we just got away with it. It seems like if you're on the left, there's just a whole different protocol. Seems that people on the right, like Trump, I keep hearing my friends that are involved in law tell me, well, you know, he didn't really incite the riot because he didn't use those exact words. Are you kidding me? Well, that's how people heard it in the audience. That's how the people that ran into that building heard it. So it doesn't matter. I mean, his words did have meaning, and they will still have meaning when he leaves. And all I can say is that when you don't nip it in the bud, if you don't take care of these things quickly, then you are going to have to live with them. And it's going to be 4 years of him constantly from the outside rocking the boat, trying to derail things. And it's, you know, I just think it's going to make things a lot tougher. And I really also wish people on the left would stop protecting Trump. I'm talking about people that listen to BAI and other people that, you know, have politically, I've always very much agreed with them, but it doesn't seem like they get too upset about this either. It almost seems like, well, it's, you know, it wasn't really a big deal. You know, it was really a big deal. And I think that no matter how dissatisfied we may be with all of the things that are wrong with America, try to remember that it's a big experiment. It hasn't been going on for that long. And that even though there's a lot of horrible things that happen and have happened, we always have this other side where we can come up and we can battle it back. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that we do have in America, is that we have a very strong surge of trying to do the right thing also. And I just think that allowing this to pass through with no consequences whatsoever to Trump or his family or any of the people that did that day, I really think it's just going to keep it going. And I want to say one last thing, that as I listened to Dr. Martin Luther King yesterday, I thought, you know, this, honestly, this guy was so prophetic and such a wonderful leader and speaker and so fearless, and absolutely knew he was going to die for his cause. And maybe somebody like Martin Luther King, you know, I really would have gotten behind in a revolution, you know, because he was brilliant and he had wonderful ideas and he had the good of the people in mind. But it's so disappointing to me when I hear people that are willing to go to the mat and die for Donald Trump. Really? Some cheap crook from the mafia? That's what you're going to die for? That's what you're going to lay down your life and die for? That clown? What is wrong with people in the United States? I don't get it. So that's me perplexed today.
Thank you so much for your considered opinion, Gwen. Thanks for contributing today. E from Edgewater, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Eutrice.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for the show yesterday. Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
I just want to clear up something. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. But to me, the people that support Donald Trump, forget about 75 million. That's a made-up story. Maybe he's got 50,000 people that enjoy his company. But mainly it's about entertainment. He's a celebrity. He's a TV star. And he likes to go to the wrestling ring, WrestleMania. They all go, and it's entertainment. They cheer, they scream, and that's how his rallies are. It's like a WrestleMania day. That's what they thought they were going to in Washington. But they didn't know there was going to be a whole bunch of anarchists and terrorist people going there also. Isn't it funny? See, just let me finish up what I was saying with the Trump, the fans of Trump. So this guy goes to the wrestling ring on a regular basis and jostles with Vince McMahon of the World Wrestling Federation. And they say, we finally got a president that we can have something in common with. They never had that before. They were always these presidential guys who never cared about these people. Don't forget, there's some big cities in this country, but most of it is small towns and small cities, and people live on farms and houses in the country, and they all have guns because they all go hunting, and they all feel like they're good American people. And now they have a guy that they can cheer and go to his rallies and have fun, and it's like a big thing to them.
I'm asking you, what is the proper response to Donald Trump and his actions? What should it be? And what he proposes clearly to do, to continue doing, which is to disrupt, to subvert, to bring about a great cleavage in this country.
I understand what you're saying, Therese, but it's a trick, okay? It's a very tricky trick, and we have to start getting that through our heads, that we're being played, and we don't have no power, and we shouldn't be laughing about it because we're in serious trouble. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's more because of guys like Joe Biden. All right. We got these people back in office, the Hillary Clinton gang. All right. They're back there now and we're in big trouble. Trump was a distraction for 4 years because Biden couldn't run right after Obama had 8, even though he was the candidate because he was the vice president for 8 years. That's supposed to be known. But nobody thinks about these things. It goes right off our head because they just wanted Trump in there for 4 years, and they were going to keep him busy. And now Biden gets to be the big hero and save us from this maniac. How come 2 weeks ago, when they knew there was going to be people coming to Washington, they were undermanned, and now 2 weeks later, there's so many soldiers there that people don't even want to go scratch their head and they might get shot. It doesn't make sense.
What I'm interested in, you addressing, and I hope you could get to it quickly, is what do you think? Certainly there has been, as Gwen has said, there has been no consequence attached to Trump's behavior. What do you think should happen right this minute when we've seen what has happened, we've heard what has happened, we've read what has happened, and what will happen? Trump has made no secret as to what he intends to do in the future, which is to continue to agitate and to subvert. What, if anything, in your view, should happen? Please get to that question.
All right. Do you play golf, Therese?
No.
Well, I played golf, and when I'm a 66, and when I was in my 20s, I played a lot of golf. It's a very difficult game. It requires a lot of concentration and dedication, and there's many rules to follow and the golfer's etiquette. All right, it might be a racist game. It might be an anti-feminist game. But it's still a game that's very difficult. So you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to be good at that game. And from what I see of Donald Trump, he's pretty decent at playing golf. So he's dedicated his life to doing something that was hard to do, and he seems to enjoy himself. So he's going to go play golf and enjoy himself, and we're going to have to suffer with Joe Biden. What should happen to Trump? What should happen to Trump? It's a shame that a guy who has all this money and he could have had a decent life if he listened to his father, he can't trust a person in his life. And that's why he has to have his children all around him, because those are the only ones he can trust.
And, you're giving us all kinds of psychological interpretation.
Yeah, what should happen to him?
To the answer.
Didn't they try to impeach him twice now? Are they going to impeach him? What should happen to him? It's a difficult question. What exactly did he do that he deserves to have something happen to him?
Okay. Well, if you don't know, we'll pass
In comparison with Obama and the Clintons and all the rest of them,
comparing
I'm taking Lincoln's side on
this. All the time, you can't make a valid point by just saying, "Well, then look at this over here," which they didn't do anything about. So why should we do that? That's not a good argument. Hopefully, you can come back and give us a definitive answer.
Okay.
To the question.
Well, out of the last 10 presidents, Trump did less.
Well, we don't care. We just want to know what is in the minds of people. What is the answer to the question? Khalil from South Carolina, you're on the air.
Oh, boy. How are you today? Sound like brothers and sisters fighting in the back of the station wagon sometimes. It's just so interesting. I mean, because you both respect each other, but you disagree. It's just really interesting. That was an interesting call. So what should be done? Well, first of all, people have to understand the facts. The man has been impeached. The person has been impeached. The House impeaches and the Senate convicts. So that's people got to get that straight, number one. But, look, you know, we have a real serious problem. And I'm not going to go off too much. I'm going to answer the question. But it's not only what did we do with President for the next few hours, Trump, but what do we do how do we deprogram 70-some million or more Americans? That's the bigger question. How was it that close? That's what bothers me.
No, but the question I asked was not the bigger question. The question I asked was, what is to be done about Trump?
Okay. Jamie Raskin, we have a nice team coming in. There's a good, you know, regular Americans who know how to operate within the law. Seems like coming in a good team. Now, before, last time I talked with you, we were talking about the legacy of Trump. And I remember I said, you know, the massive corruption. And my definition of corruption includes espionage, and it includes treason. You see, I'm very concerned that this president, he's asking about his benefits after he leaves. He already has too many of our secrets. He cannot be trusted. He needs to be detained with no electronic devices, and I think a case could be made for that. Now that we're going to have some competent leadership from a legal standpoint, and I'm really not trying to be funny. This is serious business, and the fact that more people aren't talking about this bothers me. But we need to be very concerned. And remember, we've had the worst electronic hack in our history as a country. This just came out less than a few weeks ago. Okay, the I think it's called Solar Winds or something like that, out of Russia. I mean, he's given the keys to Russia. Even if folks don't believe in the Russian collusion and fraternization, just look at the facts. Be clinical and look at the facts. What organization was infiltrated by a bona fide Russian spy, the NRA, and ask yourself which political party aligns himself with the NRA. That's in one basket. We know what happened with this administration. Why does everybody lie about Russia? The president coddles Putin. I mean, you know, that's a problem. Now, things are coming out now, because the investigation really was kind of thwarted, but folks forgot about the Senate intelligence report. We still had people thinking the Russia involvement was a hoax, and it's absolutely not true. In fact, that's exactly one of the reasons we had that terrible hack. It got into all our...
Can I ask the question again, just to get you reoriented? What should be done about Trump?
He needs to be ensconced immediately. Right now, I hope he's being ensconced where he has no power at all, because I'm concerned that he can declare martial law at the last minute because he's president And that really what that does is present a constitutional crisis, which in a lot of respects we've been in perpetually since his inauguration. So anything to prevent him, the military has to really, I'm sorry, but they have to come in and prevent him from engaging in anything even slightly controversial. He's a dangerous, wounded individual, and he knows what's coming to him. He knows that. And, you know, there's not much we can do. It's not really constitutional, I don't think.
What do you mean there's not much we could do?
Constitutionally? I mean, he's going to have to wait. The Senate has to take the – when the House presents the article of impeachment to the Senate, he's going to have
That's
to answer to that. Pardon me?
That's next week.
Right. But that's right. So exactly. That's exactly your point. We can't wait till next week. He's a madman. In fact, we should have demanded that he vacate after Thanksgiving. He hasn't been doing his job anyway. Plus, the White House has to be disinfected. Who's going to move into the White House at this point? What kind of moron would go in there?
But so far, we have no answers to the question I'm posing. We have a lot of thoughts, but no answers. Thank you, Khalil, for giving it a good shot. Thanks a lot. Jackie from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Utrice and the listening family.
Thank you.
I'm very deeply disturbed by partly by the question and partly by the responses. First of all, 400,000 souls have left this United States of America because of the complete malfeasance and disinterest that President Trump even showed trying to contain the virus. That's number one. More than 1 million people are facing eviction and homelessness. So why do we even care about whether he's going to Mar-a-Lago and how they're going to treat him? What about all the millions of people that have no work and are facing eviction or foreclosure? Trump should have been brought up on charges.
Because you're on a tangent already, and it's very hard to bring people
back. Because I'm very deeply disturbed. He should have been brought up on charges, not no one charge. Look, Utrice, they brought one count against him for impeachment. What about negligent homicide? What about treason? What about sedition? What about the fact that there's a woman from Cape May who brought up the fact that he still will have health care privileges for life as a former president? He'll have a pension. His children, nobody's investigated all these patents and all these side deals that they cut with various nations the whole time he was in office. Nobody said reform the presidential pardon process so this can never happen again. Again, we are being hoodwinked, tricked, distracted with nonsense. I don't care if Trump falls off the face of the earth. I'm concerned about maintaining my home, maintaining my sanity, the protection of our children, poor people. These are the things. What about the latest thing that they've done to completely disregard the American people by not even having the vaccines, and they lied about that? This is criminal.
Hold a second. We're just simply trying to get an answer. I'll take whatever answer you have, but please let it be an answer to the question.
I thought I'm answering the question. He should be charged.
You are iterating, you are outlining, and you are enumerating all kinds of reasons why he should be
charged with crimes and stripped of any kind of benefits from his employment as president of the United States. Nobody's even mentioned that.
That's not true. We heard about it here tonight, this evening, I should say. But let's talk about what you think should be done about the circumstance. Nothing has been done, and this was the point that Gwen made from the beginning. There has been no real consequence attached to any of his illegal conduct.
I agree.
So what
do you say? And I'm saying there should be legal processes put in place to indict him, to hold him, to try him for treason, to hold him responsible for the 400,000 deaths, the lack of vaccine even now for supplies. And he holds the highest office in the land, and yet still he can continue to issue lies and continue to mislead the very heights of government, governors, senators, and I'm not even talking about the January 6th uprising. I'm just talking about all the other things that he has done. He's not being charged with anything. They're trying to use a political move to stop him from running again. But if you look at what they're charging him with in the impeachment, it's insufficient. Why should he be receiving all these benefits as a former president of the United States? The Congress and the Senate should be enacting laws to stop this.
Well, the impeachment, at least the action that they intend to take with regard to impeachment, you know, I did a very animated program about that, calling it the stupidest thing I'd ever seen.
Therese, what bothers me is that I don't think people understand the depth and the height of the wickedness that's tied into all of this. Meanwhile, the everyday person who's just trying to survive is overlooked, continually overlooked. And we're distracted with this nonsense about Mar-a-Lago doesn't want him and where should he go. This man is a multi-billionaire. We don't have to worry about where he's going.
Not anymore. Don't believe it. He's up to his eyeballs in debt.
I really don't think that it serves the purpose of talking about Trump when so many life and death survival issues are on the table here.
But we're not talking about Trump. You choose to interpret it that way. I was trying, and I still keep trying, not to talk about Trump. But what are the actions that systems that are positioned to do something about it should be doing, but are not doing? That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with you. That's the point. They're not doing it. The Congress is not functioning. The elected officials are still not functioning. Everybody's jockeying for power to continue to establish ways of doing business in government. There's no revolutionary new way of thinking. There's no policy changes regarding poor people and their needs. There's none of that.
Well,
now, you're going to tell me that the seat of government with all these security offices, FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, nobody knew that all these people were going to come to Washington and storm the Capitol? That's ridiculous. It's an insult to the intelligence of the American people to even posture that. And on top of that, when you tie it into the question you're asking, anybody could come in office again and do the same thing. There's no legislation in place. There's no criminal charges being brought against him. There's no stripping him of his benefits.
Okay. Today, what I'm discovering is that this question is hotter than we think, because people are getting sidelined by the heat of the question rather than the substance of the question. What is to be done with Donald Trump? That's the question.
I said he should be indicted. He should be detained. He should be stripped of all the benefits of having been the president. And not wait till he issues all these pardons and all these things. And the American people, and I'm not talking about storming the Capitol. I'm talking about first start in your own mind. Look in your own home. Look at your own life and see how you have been totally totally messed over by this present form of government and the form of capitalism that exists in this country. That's where we need to start, because there's going to be many more Trumps or undercover Trumps or out-in-the-open Trumps. And what he did was he analyzed the system and he took advantage of it.
Thank you very much. But there are lots of other things that happen that have to do with the Democrats, that have to do with the very same people now saying they know what to do, but they haven't done it. They hadn't done it. Thanks, Jackie, for raising these issues. We will come back to them. No question about it. Joe from Florida, you're on the air.
I asked for a half a minute, and that's all I'm going to give you. Nothing. You go to the racetrack and you bet a horse and he loses. It's your money. There's nothing you can do about it. You move on to the next race. That's what you have to do here. There's nothing that you can do with Donald Trump. Just forget about it and move on. We got other things to do. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Oh, my gosh. We have quite a number of people waiting to speak, waiting in queue. So it means that we will be continuing this discussion. Ed from Jamaica, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Utrice.
Good afternoon.
I'll be brief. I mean, you said it yourself. The man was derelict in his duties as the president of the United States. There's clear evidence of that. He should be charged. He should be convicted. He should be jailed. He should be banned from future office. Is that going to happen? Unfortunately, no. But that's what should be done. That's what the rules state. The mechanisms are already there. The evidence is already there. But you're dealing with people who want the opportunity to do some form of what he did. That's why you're not going to get the proper justice the proper administration of the law under the laws of the Constitution that should be administrated by Congress and the Senate. People want the opportunity. People want to keep that window open, and that's why they're not going to do what should be
done. Does that include Joe Biden?
Huh?
Does that include Joe Biden?
It includes all of them. You can't get right from wrong. You can't get honor among thieves. They're all dirty. They all have dirty shirts. His is the dirtiest right now. But a first-year law student, dereliction of duty. Anytime you take a government office, anytime you join the Army, you put up your right hand, you swear to defend the Constitution, you swear to defend the country, you swear to defend the rights. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. He, whatever you want, all the language aside, his actions, his behavior went against the confines of his office. The executive branch is law enforcement that protects. He didn't do it, and that cannot be denied. But they're not bringing the right charges. They're not saying the right things. They're not presenting the right case to the people. They're sidetracking you with white supremacy and law enforcement, this and that. Deal with him first. He violated the oath of his office. You're guilty. And then we go from there.
All right. I agree with that point of view. But I'm just warning everybody, you know this is not going to be the end of this discussion.
You've got to take things in context. And not to cut you off, but you got to deal. That's what happens. People get a wide shot. You can't be scattershot. You got to be a sniper. You got to deal with point to point. First of all, this is what Trump did. This is what we're charging him with. This is why we're doing what we're doing to him. Boom. Then we can deal with the rest of the mess. But you've got to have people who are sincere and have character. And we don't. These people want to keep the window open for the possibility so they can do what he did.
We can't afford to miss the opportunity to do it right now. That's my point, too.
You don't have people of character. You've got men without chest. You got empty suits. You can't get honor among thieves. And all these guys are thieves to a certain degree.
Thank you for contributing today. Chris from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi, Trees.
Hello.
Yes, so I agree. Donald Trump deserves, he needs to be made an example of. A dishonorable discharge. He needs a dishonorable discharge for everything that was already said by the last caller. And I agree. The reason why you're not going to get the right charges and everything and have his day in court, put everything out there is because there's people that want to come behind and be able to push it and do the same thing and get away with it. So where are the good people, the Americans, we the people, who we need to put pressure on for that to happen? People, they breaking glasses and getting crazy in the street, but over what? All the wrong reasons.
As they used to say, true that. True that. That's
so that's my piece. So I would like to continue to hear all the callers, what they got to say about this. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. And we will be continuing this discussion because this is the most important discussion of the century so far. We have to continue this discussion because both sides are playing all of us. They're playing all of us, and they're getting by without addressing the central questions here, and therefore they're not interested. Despite all they're saying, it doesn't seem as if they're interested in justice here, and we have to insist on it. We have to insist on it. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone, for contributing today so meaningfully, as usual. But we also have to disengage a little bit and not be so emotional about things. We have to look at it just for what it is and call it as it is. But we can't get diverted either from the crux of our arguments and discussions. We have to stay on point. But I like the idea that what we're getting is real. This is your real reaction. But remember, I always talk about having a method of arguing. And we should be on point. This is what has happened in my estimation. This is what needs to happen in order to restore any credibility to both the process and the office. Thanks so much. We'll talk again tomorrow, but thank you for today. Thank you. We'll be right back.